Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. You are listening to Lantern, and we have a new story. Think about the ass in the lion's skin, and come to listen to our today's story. An ass found a lion's skin left in the forest by a hunter. He dressed himself in it and amused himself by hiding in a thicket and rushing out suddenly at the animals who passed that way. All took to their heels the moment they saw him. The ass was so pleased to see the animals running away from him, just as if he were King Lion himself, that he could not keep from expressing his delight by a loud, harsh bray. A fox who ran with the rest stopped short as soon as he heard the voice. Approaching the ass, he said with a laugh, "If you had kept your mouth shut, you well might have frightened me too, but you gave yourself away with that silly bray." A fool may deceive by his dress and appearance, but his words will soon show what he really is.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Lantern, and this is Beta at your service. A new story, a new day, a new perspective, and a new life. The story of today is the story of everyday life which we are facing in modern world. You know, the ass under the lion's skin. Sometimes I, make friend with someone, and after a long time, which something bad happens to this relationship, I will understand that, okay, I saw that behavior from the moment this person opened his mouth to speak to me. But why we ignore these kind of things? Because we tend to actually pay our full attention to the appearance of other people. But sometimes you have to stop. You have to make a challenge for yourself before facing this kind of problem in real world. What is this challenge which I always have it with myself is that, for example, let's put yourself in a situation of, I don't know, going through a marriage. In this situation, you have to be aware of the personality of that person. I mean, appearance is not the thing that will last forever. So what would you choose? The person with a beautiful appearance, with, I don't know, beautiful hair, beautiful skin, and so on, but without no manner? And at the other side, we have a person with, I don't know, maybe a normal appearance, or even it tends to be ugly from some sides, but let me tell you that nothing is ugly in this world. It depends on the way you see other people. The beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Don't forget this beautiful quote. So, which one do you choose? This is really difficult for me, at least. Because, you know, sometimes I wonder, how should I tolerate a person with that appearance? You know, we cannot go extreme and tell, appearance is nothing. Yeah, appearance matters, okay? But a problem pops up when you decide about the personality of that person by their appearance.
Thank you.
the lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
You know, and there are some actually, maybe I can tell some smart people who would choose this opportunity to deceive you. Especially in business matters and something, there are many beautiful, well-dressed people who are trying to sell you something, I don't know, maybe second times as the price as it should be. And this is where you have to be really attentive, where you have to be really careful and not go through the trap that they are making for you. And this is not all. We can, I don't know, count countless examples here of being deceived by the appearance of people. But let me tell you something which I think is really interesting. It is not all. There are a group of people who are trying to deceive you by their appearance. But when they open their mouths to speak, you can understand that, okay, who they are. But the disaster is where the people are trying to deceive you by the way they speak. You know, there are times that we are deceived by how beautiful people speak. So what should we do in this complicated world that from all the walls are, people fighting you for deceiving you for their own benefits? The only thing I can tell you is that you have to be thoughtful, you have to be attentive, and you have to go through the mistakes, through some dark part of your life, sometimes everything is out of brightness, to, taste the bitterness of being hurt by someone, by being deceived by someone. And I think this is unavoidable. This is what we have all we have to go through. I'm not telling you to go through that. I'm telling you that you will go if, I don't know, whether you want to do that or you don't. But the thing that matters here is how you want to control it, how you want to control this situation, this place of being deceived. And at the other side, you have to know that sometimes you are the one who is deceiving other people. In these kind of situations, I always tell people and myself that you are not exception. You are a human being, and human is to err, as I told you countless times. You have to know that you may be the person who is deceiving other people. But don't forget that the fact always will be revealed. And the sun won't be hidden under the clouds. And at the end, I want to leave you with a beautiful Persian poem, which I want to tell you the translation and interpretation of this poem, which tells you, if the key of the treasure of a human being is lost, you cannot go deep in that person. And what is the key of a treasure of a human being? Exactly. This is your mouth. Be careful about your words and always be thoughtful. Thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.